Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.
All right, Rick Cimini, who covers the Jets for us, also has a podcast. It's called Flight Deck, and a new episode just went live on all of the ESPN platforms, and Rich joins us now. Rich, I trust and hope that everything is good in your world.
Yes, Mike, thanks for asking, and I hope the same for you guys as well.
So far, so good. Okay, so Joe Douglas has been, he hasn't made a splash, let's put it that way, during free agency. Right. Have they missed out on people, Rich, or was this the plan all along? Slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah, that was pretty much the plan. Now, they were going to make a very strong run at Joe Thuney, the Patriots guard, but he ended up getting the franchise tag, so they never really had a chance to bid for him. But they would have. They went after, Graham Glasgow. I know that's not a name that really resonates across most households, but he's a guy that they were willing to pay a lot for, and he ended up going to Denver. So I think they pivoted, and they signed a couple of lesser-name guys. Connor McGovern from Denver was a solid center, and a tackle from Seattle, George Fant, who's really not too experienced. They're betting on his potential. But you're right, Michael, it's been kind of a dull free agency compared to past years for the Jets.
Yeah, you hear an Ozzie Newsome's name thrown out a lot. Like, that's the mold that Joe Douglas wants to go, the way that he built the Baltimore Ravens. Is you hearing the same thing, that just seems to be his MO?
Yeah, I actually talked to Ozzie for a while last week, and it's exactly, those guys are very, very close. Joe spent 15 years at Ozzie's side with the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens are a really well-run organization because of Ozzie, and the Ravens were never one to splurge. Now, they have a splurge here and there on free agency, but they always played it, like you said, slow and steady, looking for value and building through the draft. And I think that's exactly what Joe Douglas is going to do here. He's just emulating the Ozzie model, which is a good one to follow. But that means you have to draft well. You just can't say you're going to do it. You have to actually go out and draft well, which we all know the Jets have not exactly done in recent years.
What's somewhat concerning, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, so if you're not going to make the big splash in free agency to plug up the holes, you do have to depend on the draft. And although it's not fair to Joe Douglas, who this is his first draft in free agency, Jet fans have really suffered for a long time. I mean, is this a slow process? Is it going to be 2 or 3 years before they become a playoff team?
Mike, the people I talk to, some scouts and personnel people around the league, say it's going to be a couple of years for the Jets. I mean, that's just the fact right now. I mean, their depth, it was decimated. I mean, when you don't draft well, your depth just suffers. Your roster gets depleted so quickly. We saw it last year with the number of injuries they had. And so it's going to take, I think, two good drafts for the Jets to really get where they want to go. Now, that's not to say they can't make the playoffs. They were a 7-9 team last year, and if they hadn't lost Darnold in the beginning part of the year, maybe they win a game or two when they're right in the playoff mix. So anything could happen, especially with the Patriots, obviously, without Brady. That changes the entire AFC East landscape. But, yes, I do think this is a multi-year building project for the Jets.
So I'm glad you brought that up, Rich, because we can't let history be forgotten. Right, it's so easy to look at 7-9, how they closed out the season, and say they're on the upswing. They may be, but it's still the same coach that lost to Cincinnati and Miami. There were a lot of winnable games that you can't blame on injury, because even as depleted as they were, you beat Cincinnati, you beat Miami, you're 9-7, and maybe you're finding your way into the playoffs. So, do we exactly know how good a coach Gase is right now?
No, I think the jury's still out there. It's commendable that they finished winning 6 out of their last 8, because honestly, at 1-7, I thought it was over for the Jets. I thought they were no pulse after that Miami loss, and I thought it was going to be one of the all-time debacles in team history, but they rallied and finished 7-9. So I give them some credit for that, but it's a big one. They played the easiest schedule in the league last year. So they caught some some really bad teams with some really bad quarterbacks, and they took advantage of it. So I think the jury's still out. I mean, Adam is an offensive guy. They finished last in offense last year, 32nd, and you know, very close to that with Miami. Their offenses were also ranked in the lower third of the league. So I think he's got to answer that. And so, yeah, I mean, that I know it's a big concern for Jet fans reading my Twitter timeline, but, you know, I think there's a lot to prove for Gase this year for sure.
Who's going to have the better record, Rich, the Patriots or the Buccaneers?
You know, I think the Buccaneers probably right now. With the Patriots, not only did they lose Brady, but they've lost some of their key guys on defense. I mean, they are a team, I think, in transition. Now, they'll never use the word rebuilding, but, I mean, who jumps out at you on that roster? Their best player is their cornerback, Stephon Gilmore. But other than that, I mean, what star players do they have? I think that team is going to come back in a big way. And Tampa's an up-and-comer. You know, their defense got better toward the end of last year under Todd Bowles. They got some good players offensively. We know what they have at receiver. I think if Brady can be somewhere close to what Brady usually is, I think they're going to be a really strong team.
Robbie Anderson come back, it looks like?
Yeah, the odds are getting better by the day. I mean, if you asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have said probably not. But this receiver market is just dead right now. Robbie is not getting what he wanted out there. The Jets still really want him back. They've made an offer. Evidently, Robbie hasn't gotten anything better on the free agent market. So I do think the Jets are their chances improved by the day.
What's the best thing the Jets have done so far, Rich?
The best thing they've done, the center, is Connor McGovern from Denver. I talked to some personnel people. I don't think he's the next Nick Mangold, but he is the best center they've had since Nick Mangold. And a good center can just galvanize an offensive line. And they've gone through musical centers the last few years with some very forgettable names. And I think he will elevate that position, not to a Pro Bowl level, but just a solid, durable guy. So that was the one guy I'm told that Joe Douglas really wanted was Connor McGovern.
Well, good stuff, Rich. Again, Flight Deck is the podcast. You can get it on the ESPN platforms, and there's a new Flight Deck out right now. Stay safe, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Take care, Rich.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.
For more than 80 years, Nissan has been there for you. And now is no different. We're offering flexible payment options for current NMAC customers. Our service departments are here to help. And for future owners, we're now offering more help. Deferred payments for 3 months on 11 models. Plus, we'll cover your payments for up to 2 additional months. Plus, get 0% APR financing for up to 60 months on 10 models. This is help when you need it. Visit NissanUSA.com today to learn more. Nissan, innovation that excites. Offers available to well-qualified buyers on purchase of an eligible 2020 Nissan from new dealer stock when financed through Nissan Motor Acceptance Corporation. Subject to NMAC credit approval and max term limit. Subject to residency restrictions. NMAC special APR cash amount is capped and varies by vehicle from $500 to $2,000, which customer can apply toward up to 2 monthly payments. Customer is responsible for all payments. Delayed payment must begin 90 days from date of contract. Accrual of interest commences from contract date and consumer responsible for accrued interest. Dealer participation may vary. Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer details, including list of eligible models and service availability. Offers end 6-1-20.